Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist it
out. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray, smallbiztechnology.com. Is I say that right?
You said it right.
Smallbiztechnology.com.
That's right.
That's Ramon's website. He's also regional development director for Infusionsoft and the author of a number of books, including Technology Solutions. Also, he has a book on Facebook, the Facebook Guide for Small Business Marketing. Ramon, thanks again for staying with us. We're talking about some of the disruptions and the opportunities that are out there these days and putting them into some categories a little bit.
Yes.
As we went to the break, you brought up the term crowdfunding.
Yes.
And tell the audience, when you think of crowdfunding, what do you mean?
Sure. When I think of crowdfunding, I think of things like Kickstarter, where you have an idea and people can contribute money to you for something. And there's other ways, Jim.
And the operative word is contribute.
Correct.
Not invest.
Correct. Correct.
You're asking people, in those cases, you're asking people for a contribution
right.
to your band or your art program or your art career or whatever you're working. I could, for example, you or I could ask people, contribute to my book development and I'll send you a copy when it's done.
Absolutely.
That
Which
kind
is
of
taking
thing.
Off. Absolutely.
That kind of thing. All right, so yep. That's one kind of crowdfunding. Then there's another kind of crowdfunding that's being put through, actually going through Congress right now.
Right.
Hasn't happened yet. And this is where you ask people for an investment in your business.
Right.
And it's more money, and people who are making the investment are expecting a return, unlike the other examples we used.
Correct. And does it make sense, Jim, to call this like an informal stock market, which is why you're giving a caution to it? Is that
That's exactly right. And it's because it's like angel investing online, kind of, sort of.
Yeah. So, that's right.
And all I'm going to say, folks, we could do a whole show on this. It's fraught with peril.
Hmm.
It will work. It could work. But it's yet to be seen if it's going to catch on, and it'll be. I think it will ultimately. But the fundamental basis for this, though, Ramon, is that the company borrowing the money or taking the investment has to have good financials.
Yes,
and a lot of small businesses that would like to have that capital don't have those kind of financials. That's one of the problems. Also, that you got securities issues there too. All right, let's talk about the next one.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Let me stop. The disruption and the opportunity. The opportunity would be if you could get the money. The disruption would be for banks.
Yes, absolutely.
Loaning money to small businesses
and credit card companies to a degree
exactly.
as well. Many
exactly.
of us, as you know, do
exactly.
our funding through credit cards.
Yep. I do believe this. I do believe that the capitalization of small businesses 10, 20 years from now will look a lot different than it does today.
Mm.
I think what we're talking about right now will have people will find a way to capitalize small businesses in a lot more democratized way than we're doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And that's transparency. But the other thing, Jim, is gamification.
Gamification.
Gamification. And this is the aspect, Jim, of where you have something you want people to do, but you're making it fun. I don't know if you've seen those videos, Jim, of people, they wanted people to lose weight and use the stairs more. Have you seen those? They put a piano on the stairs and next to an escalator. People walked up the stairs, dum, 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 you know, because it was fun. So this is the principle, and you have to Google and watch it, Jim. This is the principle in business as well. If you want people to do whatever you want them to do, make it fun. And that's the aspect of that. Put it into something that they will humor them or that they'll want to do it because it's pretty cool and neat.
Well, that's the reason kids are online these days, right?
Yes.
You don't think they went online so they could look at encyclopedia.com, do you, folks? The kids are online because they can play games, right?
Right, right.
My grandkids are playing games. Your kids are doing it.
Oh, forget about it.
And so, you know what? So, all right, how about if your business turned teaching customers about what you're doing into a game?
Absolutely.
Right? That's happening, and it's going to happen more and more. All right, what's next?
Sure. And the next one that we have is on-demand workforce. We talked about this, touched on it to a degree, but I think it's worth a separate category, Jim. This is things like TaskRabbit. Elance has been around for a while, but there's this huge upsurge, Jim, as you know, and it's a little beyond Angie's List, too. It's a little deeper than that of you're somewhere, you need 20 guys or 20 gals to come and help you at an event. You need 5 people to come and staff your whatever you're doing.
Right.
This is the beyond just the agencies of the day that we all know of. This is where from your phone, from your computer, I want this done for 2.5 hours. I'm willing to pay this much. People will come. And beyond even Craigslist, many companies are now vetting the people who are coming to help you.
Yeah, now that'll be interesting to see how that works, because getting people to hang out and be available to come on a notice and that person be a person you can rely upon, those two don't seem to go together to me. You see what I mean?
Right, I hear you.
Somebody who's willing to hang out and maybe work or maybe not work,
right?
And maybe, you know, finding somebody who wants to lift that piano. or somebody who wants to clean, or somebody who wants to wait tables, or park cars, or whatever. Finding that person and getting that person there, and having them be reliable and talk to I see that possibility, but it seems like those two don't go together to me. What do you think?
Fair enough. And the difference, Jim, maybe this will make you turn a bit, is that since the openness is there and both people can rate it, the person who I've hired rates me, what kind of person, employer I am, as it were, and I can rate them. So those people who want to do this for a living, there's incentive to do it right.
And the opportunity would still be with the company that wanted to, that you could knew you could rely on. You'd pay more for that.
Exactly.
You'd still turn it into opportunity. Hey, thank you for being here, Ramon. Good job today. Come back soon.
Indeed.
SmallBizTechnology.com is his website. Check it out. And his books, too. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.